On the next CSI, a new mom got drunk and breastfed her baby. And now David Caruso is milking it for all it's worth on CSI Miami. What do we got?
Well, Horatio, the female suspect was seen breastfeeding her baby while under the influence.
This is one mom who's a real boob. David Caruso has latched onto the teat of cliches and is getting his fill on CSI Miami.
Horatio, the drunken mom just signed a confession. She's in the holding cell sleeping it off.
That means tomorrow she'll go back to nursing. Nursing a hangover. David Caruso has got one strong sucking reflex on the next CSI Miami.
Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Some say it's just for breakfast. Oh, no, no, no. You know that any time is the right time to fry, microwave, or throw a heapin' helpin' in the oven. Oh, connoisseur of sliced swine.
Cure that hunger with pure pork belly.
That's not bacon. It's bacon on bacon.
And it needs a little more bacon, yeah.
So the next time you crave a four-scene plateful of bacon brittle, a bacon-wrapped filet, bacon-covered pizza, chocolate-covered bacon, or a bucket of bacon bits, we'll tip our pork pie hat to you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool, a real American hero.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
You don't just eat bacon. You let it melt in your mouth like meaty candy.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 6th, and I'm getting an eyeful this morning of one of the most beautiful chests I've seen.
Oh, we're going to do that again?
Yeah, putting it all out there today.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. And so we have an exciting show. We're going to learn about how Kara got her breasts.
You saw that post.
I did see the post. So you're going to tell us all about it, I'm sure.
Sure. Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing great. I'm rocking some major coffee breath because I'm drinking my Grande Cafe. Uh-huh. Do you know, I was buying panties a while back. My text has come out. I was buying some panties a while back. Uh-huh. And I really should have got a large. But it said... in Spanish, underneath it, it said grande.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, screw that. I'm going with a medium. And so I was rocking these medium panties, and they were like strangling. But I mean,
very
I was
tight.
Like, hell no, I'm not going to wear a size large.
No grande
and,
for you.
And think of grand.
Uh-huh.
Grande.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I was just making a joke because it's funny. Literally, somebody was asking me the whole chest question and, you know, a while back.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, man, I just eat.
Uh-huh.
I just eat, work
out.
So
you think it's from food?
Yeah, I mean, if I was super skinny,
it has
I
to think. Do with genetics, though, too.
Well, absolutely.
There's skinny girls with, you know.
Yeah, tits on the stick, they buy them, Sam. They buy them. There's a few of them that are rockin' natural. Yeah, but there's no. I'm just saying, biggins, the big kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or fatty tissue, is that
it's
what you said?
It's chunk, man.
Uh-huh.
It's happy. It's happy fat.
Uh-huh.
Happy fat. But my point is it's, you know, I earned this. It's grade A fat.
Yeah.
You know, I work out. I take care of myself. But, you know, I'm
uh-huh.
still, if I didn't eat that much.
Right.
If I was like
they
a size, if
big.
I'm a size zero, they wouldn't be the size that they are now.
I see. Okay.
They would probably still be something there, but it wouldn't be humongo.
Wouldn't be as big. Okay.
No. But anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for the explanation. Now we understand a little more about
breasts. It wasn't supposed
breasts.
To get that intense. It wasn't supposed to be that intense. It was supposed to be a joke.
Okay, well, it was a joke.
It's supposed to be a crazy joke. It's supposed to be a joke, okay?
Okay. Well, we've got a guest in the studio, and we have another of Kira's friends. So why don't you go ahead and introduce Jerry to us?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Valley Village, California. He's a road comic and a local L.A. comedian, crazy man, Jerry Rogers!
Hello. Right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Kara.
I don't have
Breast.
An applause sound effect queued up, so.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you. Welcome to Kara's Breasts, apparently,
thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, I didn't realize... I didn't realize it was going to be that much of a topic. I always have to say that. Cause I think
how can it not be, Kira?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
what
you know,
I'm
you're
wanting.
Putting it out there, and everybody
right
tells
there.
You.
Yeah.
Let me do this.
And you don't accept it.
Oh, yeah,
it
that changes
help.
Everything.
Yeah, she's trying to button up her shirt.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Whatever, people. I'm just happy to be a woman and realize we need, stress everybody
we
out.
We need to take some photographs of that for people, you know.
No, we're
people
not.
People are curious.
I'm freaking getting paid hardcore if that's going down. And I told you that's not my style. The button's missing already. We'll do like this.
No, it's okay. I mean, look, you dressed this way. You shouldn't be embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. No, it's not like I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. It's not like that. It's just I want to talk about a lot of other things, too. And I just I forget that
we
guys
will.
Are like,
at some point, at some point, we'll get to that. I mean, right now, we want to talk about your nice big breasts that are right there.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, look at her. Like, she's totally covering it up now.
Perfect. So, anyway. Back to Jerry. So Jerry's, this is, you know, one of those 6-8 degree separation things?
6 degrees of separation.
Whichever, 12
right.
degrees, you know,
eight.
It's different.
Sure.
Yeah.
2.5 degree of separation.
Yeah.
So, really good friends of mine.
Would you unbutton your shirt? It looks so fucking ridiculous.
Well, just deal with it. You know what? You're not going to get it all.
You can curse on this show?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, what was I? Yeah. Look at those tits. Why was I saying breasts?
Don't say that.
Look at those nice tits.
I don't like it.
I don't like that word.
I've had to learn.
I don't like that. It's like, it sounds so white trash. I'm from Texas.
This show
I'm from Texas, too.
I know you are.
Come on.
It's coming out right now. He's like,
girl, look at them titties.
No, don't say that. That's gross.
This show used to be so dirty, and then she comes in here, and we talk about God all the time.
Right.
So we can talk about breasts sometimes, too, or tits, you know.
Can we just use a respectful word?
Boobs?
That sounds saggy. Breasts?
Yeah, you see, we haven't figured out a word
we
with
haven't,
you
we
that
haven't.
You like.
I think breasts, we'll just go with breasts.
We'll go with breasts?
That's so tame.
Is that respect?
It is tame, yeah.
That's horrific.
Is that respectful to you?
Yeah, I mean, how about we just, it's like touch and go, but not literally. It's like boom, boom, big breasts. Okay, boom, and back to something else. Let's not do a whole segment. I got family listening, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've tried to deter them.
Well, they should be proud of their genes.
Exactly.
If your family's listening, they should be proud of the DNA they have
there you
inside
go,
you them,
know?
But,
so back to Jerry.
Look, you could easily...
My mom is proud of my huge dick, everybody.
I mean, really? Does she know?
Who do you think, where do you think I got it from?
But she hasn't seen it adult size.
What's, you know, we
she's walking.
No. You know what? I've never been caught spanking it. That's one of my things I'll always be proud of. I've never been
caught. I know, that's embarrassing,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh.
It would
been,
be embarrassing.
Have you been caught?
No, never have. But
ever?
I thought, if I do, that's fucking embarrassing as hell, you know?
Yeah, that would be
hey, I have the worst story. I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this.
All right, here we go.
No, I can't tell you.
What do you mean? How can you tease like that?
Because it's really embarrassing. I can't say it. But no, okay. I'll have to warm up to this one. Just remind me later because I have to warm up
all
to
right.
it. It's really bad. It's like way bad. But no, but so I have really good friends, the married couple. Krista was on the show,
mm-hmm.
and she's been telling me for a long time. She's like, oh, we have a neighbor that lives literally in our apartment building that does comedy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I've never met him. Blah, 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 blah. And mm-hmm. they've said the same thing to him so many times. Like, I got to meet our friend. And this whole time, then we became, you know how you weirdly become Facebook friends with people because
right.
of the associations?
Right.
So we're rocking Facebook friend, mutual friends. This is really deep, people. And then our mutual friends that I'm always over at their place live in the same apartment building. And boom.
And I think a friend of mine also went to like a Thanksgiving party of yours too.
Oh, Elise.
Elise, yeah.
Yeah, Elise. Yep. She's going to be on the show eventually when she gets back in LA.
So that's, she thinks she just got back.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's like, it's like a, you know?
Yeah, she's way cool. But no, cool comic and fun dude. And he's got a show. When's the show coming up? This Saturday?
This Saturday. I'll be at the 12 Shiny Nickels, the Gardner stage at Sunset and Gardner.
It's a fun kind of intimate, a little bit more, what did you say, a little more alternative room?
Yeah, it's good. It's just, I mean, because what I like, I think the Dan, the guy who books it, he likes to put a nice mix of alternative, straight comedian. You know what I mean? It's a very, it's a real eclectic show.
It's really, really fun and it's intimate, but yet it's kind of like, I think those are the more fun shows to go to in LA.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't like, you know, like pops ahead, you know, and everybody's like doing the thing. It's like you kind of want to watch people that are good, but they're still doing their thing. And
right.
it's like a little bit more rough, I guess.
Right.
Uh-huh. A little bit more raw.
Yeah. I like how you describe that, man.
I've never been to one of those shows, by the way.
Yeah.
I've never been to a show like that, for the record.
Yeah.
But I kind of, now I want to go. I want to know what those.
Sounds like a Chinese show or something.
But my neighbors are great. Your friends are amazing.
Oh,
I have the best neighbor. I live in the best complex.
Yeah,
I love
he does. He does. He lives in a good place.
So you are out here in Valley Village, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too far at all.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah,
not
that's
bad.
Cool. Yeah. So you're neighbors with Carissa and...
Matt.
Yeah, like I live upstairs and in a corner from
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And
their dogs bark like crazy, let's be honest. Have you heard those damn dogs?
Yeah, they're adorable, though. That's the cutest
little
thing.
No, you can talk trash. I go there all the time. I'm like, your dogs plus your baby, it's ridiculous. Actually, the baby's great. Keep the baby. I like the dogs, too, but they just need to, you know... They need those collars that basically just shock a lot of electricity through them when they... I'm just saying, you know, a little restraint.
When's Michael Vick getting booked here? What's this about? Look at Karen. Just let it loose.
I'm just saying, people and their dogs. People and their dogs. They love their dogs more than humans. That whole
they
thing.
They do. Some of them do. It's amazing.
You know what, though? But sometimes, can you blame them? That's my... people are kind of rotten. You know what I mean? Like, dogs, you know where you stand with a dog.
Yeah.
You know?
It depends how you look at it, you know? But, I mean, people that really try to avoid human contact and use a dog to replace it is antisocial behavior.
I guess it depends on what kind of contact they're looking at. You know what I mean? Like, that gets a little creepy.
But there are great people in this town. How long have you lived here?
About a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
So where'd you move from?
Texas.
Oh, really? Texas too? Huh?
I've kind of bounced all over. Like, I lived here. Do you want the life story?
Of course.
Just talk closer to the mic so we
I moved here. I stayed with a friend in like 2004 who lived here for like just to see. Just like 5 months, you know, 4 months. I crashed on his sofa. Then I went back to Texas, you know, saved up some bread.
Which part?
Dallas. That's my hometown.
That's the bougie town, right?
The what?
The bougie. That bougie.
A little bit.
I've heard it's like a wannabe LA, kind of like a lot of wealth, but Texas style and real Dallas.
It's I love it. It's everyone who makes fun of Dallas. I don't know. Like it's I mean, there's a lot of points to make fun of, you know, but it's fine. It is what it is.
Is paint the picture for people that haven't been to Dallas.
Yeah, it's like a little LA. You said it best. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's very
metropolitan.
Yeah, right? What I like about it is there's a big mix of people there. You know, it's not like, you know, it's you wouldn't think of it, you know, you think Dallas, you just think a bunch of rich Republicans, but it's not like that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely that.
Uh-huh.
But there's also a lot more liberal areas, it's really like a little bit of a smaller Los Angeles with a better football team. Like, that's what it is.
There you go. Much
with a better football team.
Yeah, much better
Since
football team.
Since we don't have one.
Yeah, exactly. It's a much better football
the
team.
The people? How would you judge the people?
It's very... I mean, it really... You go one block, you're going to get douchebags. You go the next block, you can get down to earth. I mean, it's
just like... I feel like that's like anywhere. You'll see cultural trends, but there's the same kind of people everywhere.
Yeah.
The same groups, the same whatever.
Yeah, douchebaggery is all over the place.
Douchebaggery.
Right. Yeah, douchebaggery is huge.
Douchebaggology.
I love Dallas. But yeah, I mean, it's my home. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, I understand why a lot of people think it's annoying because, there's a lot of phoniness there, because there's no need for phoniness. You know, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's weird about
it. Like, here, you got to be packing some
phoning.
You got to have some phoning in your back pocket and ready to whip it out.
Right.
Like, I'm just transitioning, aka unemployed. But you just say, I'm in transitioning. You know, you have to have that phoniness going on.
Yeah, you really do. So what made you move here?
So I moved back to Dallas, saved up some bread, then I moved to, I thought, well, maybe I'll come back to LA, but then I met a girl and started banging her, and she was like, well, I'm moving to New York, and I'm like, well, she's hot.
So you followed
her. I'm like, yeah, well, New York's a great place for stand-up, went to New York for about a year. I met one of my best friends there, Mike DiStefano, he just had a Comedy Central Presents. He's one of the funniest guys on earth. And we became best friends when I was there. I lived there for about a year, but I love New York, but something said, LA. Try LA, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess those 5 months that I was here, it was a lot of fun, and I was like, maybe I should go back. And then so I moved back to Texas, saved up some bread, and then came back here in 2007.
Yeah. Was it easier to move to New York from Texas or to here from New York? Because I would imagine New York is very different from Dallas, right?
It is, but you know what? I got used to it. It literally took me about a day and a half to become a New Yorker.
Really?
Like, after about a day...
You kind of have a New York vibe, though.
People tell me that. Like, I was born and raised in Dallas, but everyone tells me they think I'm from the East Coast. And I mean, it literally took me... a day and a half when I was walking down Manhattan just looking at tourists like, can you get the fuck out of the way? Right. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
it's
just,
zone,
yeah, it just, boom. You just like, come on, you just start, you know, it's, and I love New York is such a great place to live, you know, yeah. And, but it, I love LA too. Like, yeah. It's, you know, there's, it, it's a great, you know, I mean, it's a yeah. lot of fun. And so, you know, so I lived here in 2007, was in a horrible relationship. And then like, I was like, I'm either going to kill her and then myself and that's it, or I'm gonna just have to get out of here. So I, all of 08, I went back to Texas, saved up some bread, and I just came back.
Isn't it interesting how the saving up part has to happen in a different state?
you gotta have
like your headquarters where you can go refuel, because man,
right.
I'm trying to tell you, it was getting leaner than lean for me. I mean, it's always been a little on the lean side, but I mean, it was getting like the scary part where most people would have pulled out like a year, like
right.
6 months ago, and I was like, no, I'm gonna ride this out. I'm gonna see how much I can stretch this ramen noodle situation. But I started I started looking into a lot of jobs in Texas, and I had interviews just lined up, boom, 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 boom. And here it was so hard to get anything,
right?
You know, and I was like, maybe I'll have to just go back and friggin', you know. Even if I worked at Bubba's Barnhouse,
hey,
I'd
something,
be making some fat cash, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, saving up is doing the road, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I might as well go back to Texas, because I had this whole plan. It's like that Mike Tyson, the only smart thing he ever said was, everyone's got a plan to get punched in the, you know?
Everybody's got plans to get punched, to get hit.
And that's what happened. I had my plan. I was going to, I booked a gig in Cincinnati. And I was going to use that money to just get a new apartment when I lived here in 07. I was like, well, I'll use this bread to, you know, just move out, get my own place here. And then, like, a week before the gig, my car got totaled. And I was just like, are you kidding? You know what I mean?
Really?
So the gig money had to go to a new car. So I'm like, well, crap. You know, I can't leave. So I can't stay. So I got the new car, packed it up, and went back to Texas.
Wow. You can, sometimes I find myself looking at my car, though. And I look inside, and I'm like,
I could live here.
Unless
I could live here.
Work, you know? Yeah. But I did. I actually had to sleep in my car a few days, not recently, but like a year ago. And it was like a weekend. It sounds sad, because it is. It was kind of sad. I'm not going to lie. But I was sleeping in my car, and I had a different car at the time, a really big, comfy car. And apparently, you can get ticketed for sleeping in your car. It didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
But I had a really weird incident where this lady, I slept in my car, and then like, I walked to church and go pray my situation away. And then, like, you know, I don't look like a drug dealer. I'm not super homeless. You know, I got a car, you know. And I come walking back, and this lady, like, affluent area.
Right.
And she's, like, looking in my vehicle. And I said, hey, can I help you? And she's like, there was somebody sleeping in this car last night. I said, yeah, it was me. And she just kind of, like, looked at me like, what? And I said... She's like, well, you can't do that in this neighborhood. They'll ticket you for that.
Wow.
You'll get arrested for that. And I said, is it illegal to be broke? I mean, is it illegal to,
right.
is it illegal to, you know, be transitioning, be
That's
in
smart.
Between?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you know what? You can get fined. And I was like, man, so then it made me really paranoid. So every time,
wow.
so for a few days, I'd be sleeping and I like would put like towels
right.
in the window.
Right.
I'd like cover all my laundry
right.
on top of me so it didn't look like there was a human underneath there.
Right.
It was like,
yeah.
really funny.
Well,
if
I got to that point where I need to sleep in the car, I would like review my life and go, what the fuck am I doing wrong
right.
here?
Right, right, yeah, what
well,
happened?
There's a lot of things you review when that happens.
Right.
My situation wasn't that I didn't, it wasn't like I didn't have places to go. Mind you, this was over a year ago, but it wasn't like I didn't have places to go. I didn't even have the gas money to get to the places
wow.
to go, and I didn't want to tell my friends.
Mm.
So I was like, I'll fucking ride this out. This is my E-True before Hollywood story.
Well, yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. And it was actually a pretty cool experience, because, I mean, not that it's great. Like, it's not like the Shangri-La. Like, hey, I'm going to go resort car. But it taught – I felt like it taught me a lot.
Uh-huh.
I felt very I felt a little more empathetic to people that are homeless, and I wasn't homeless by any means, but I got to see the mentality that it affects people, because I think the biggest thing is people that don't have families and that live on the streets, they feel unloved and uncared for. And even if it's their own fault, let's say they're just total losers, whatever the issue is, there's a mentality that you feel like you're not part of society and that you don't matter and you're not valued. And so you just kind of, that oppresses you more. And I mean, I only slept in my car for like 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough to kind of make me feel like subhuman
yeah.
in a weird way.
But you know, it's what's first thing is not that I'm smarter than any government, you know, but I bet you anything a ticket given to a homeless person probably is never going to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a waste of printing up a fine, you know,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I guarantee you're never going to see that money. So
yeah.
that's kind of pointless. The other one was, This was that you brought up something when I was I went to visit New York in April, right? Uh-huh. Stayed with my friend Mike, and we both almost beat the living shit out of a couple of tourists because it was the most horrific thing you'd ever seen in your life. It was two homeless guys mm-hmm. had fallen asleep on these church steps, right? Mm-hmm. And they were almost like draped over each other, you know, this homeless people, and these fucking wastes of human life were sitting there smiling, taking pictures
of them,
of these two pests. And it's like we just kind of scared them off, my friend. We really did. And they like ran to their car, and it's like, you know, you just want something really terrible to happen to someone like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough these guys are having to shit in their pants and sleep on a train, and then that these idiots sitting, you know, these you know, like, you know, it's just like, oh, it was amazing.
Take pictures of anything these days,
yeah, you know? Yeah,
that's crazy, man. But it was a real eye opener because I got to really kind of see a little bit more of like the mentality that, you know, poverty is a very complex issue. It's part personal responsibility and it's part social. It's definitely something that I don't think is ever going to be in this lifetime. We're never going to solve it. It's just kind of, you have to figure out what the best way is to engage. And, you know, but I just felt a sense of a little more understanding of when people make bad decisions or shit happens to them, and how it's bad enough to kind of work through those issues, but then on top of that, there's a sense of real inferiority that comes with it that beats you down emotionally. And I was only sleeping in my car, fully clothed, and I look
like this
3 days.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine?
All those feelings, that's what I think of when I masturbate. Like, that's all, you know what I mean? It's all those, like, that's what dominates my thoughts. It's like, that's so weird that you say that.
I know. You got there.
Yeah, it just seems to always like, oh, let me think about that one ex. And then, no. Then it just becomes this horrible shame, you know, and just pain that it's odd. So I can kind of see you sleeping in your car, me jerking off. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, he finds parallels there.
Do you feel a sense of shame when you masturbate?
Not really.
Don't fucking lie, dude.
No. No, dude, it depends. If I'm masturbating on someone, then maybe. No, I'm kidding. Come on. You went there. Yeah, I mean, it depends who's around.
We got
all this
canon here. I'm always like, hey, we're really open.
Yeah.
There's no off topics.
And then you're like, oh, girl.
Yeah, this is the girl in me. This is the reserve. It's okay.
Yeah, it just depends. Like,
it's
if
okay.
I'm.
It's okay for you to be exposed to that every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I live in LA, Sam. I'm not living in a damn bubble. I live in Hollywood.
Well, good.
I live in freaking Village R Us and Sherman Oaks, where there's like little trees and bushes and a squirrel. I live in Hollywood, the mean, crazy streets.
There's no shame.
But, you know, going back to that feeling of shame and guilt and that, I think, you know, I can sort of relate to it when someone's unemployed, you know, mm-hmm. you also feel you're not part of society.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that? I don't know.
Definitely. I think what happens is there's just an emotional and psychological thing that happens to people that wants to kind of ostracize and break down. And it takes a lot of emotional and psychological energy to kind of combat that and go, no. I'm still, you know, and you forge ahead so you can work through the actual issues. But I think it's definitely something a lot of people feel. I've seen it with people.
Right.
And I've experienced it too. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, it's not a pleasant feeling, but definitely, you know, if you sleep in your car for a few days, you need to reexamine your life.
Well, that was a little while ago.
You know what? There's some people, though, that probably should do. There's some people that probably should be forced to do that. You know what I mean? Like, Paris Hilton should be forced to go sleep. And you know what I mean? Like,
oh, her
you know
car would be like a damn, like, it wouldn't even be a car. She'd be like, okay, I can do this. And it'd be like this total tour bus with, a jacuzzi hot tub. And
People who have unnecessary wealth, you know what I mean? Like, undeserved, they should definitely be forced to do that.
Yeah, just kind of a reality check.
Yeah.
But I think it's different, Sam, when you're going after your dream and you make decisions, and they're not always the best or the right ones, but there's sometimes you're just put in a position where you have to kind of decide, okay, it's not a lifestyle you choose, but you're kind of making these momentary decisions because you're believing in something bigger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great people that have been, you know, slept in their car, or been homeless or things like that have made it. Now, clearly I'm not on that end of it right now. And I don't sleep in my car. It's not like a thing I do, but it's just something that happened.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Yeah.
But no, you're right. I mean, there's no way you don't ask the tough questions if, you know, mm-hmm. you're piling laundry on yourself and putting towels in your window and you're like rocking yourself to sleep.
Well, just go and stand by the side of the freeways and try to get some money.
No.
No?
No. It was 3 days. It was 3 days. It was a year ago. Guys, I'm over and past it. I moved on.
Make a lot of money.
Fucking rocking it. Got my grande latte. Everything's happy. Woo! Hi! Like, relax. Relax. I opened up to share, not to, you know, be given a life lesson. So.
Yeah. So, Jerry, so you moved here about a year ago, you said,
yep,
right?
Yep, but 2009.
And do you have anybody right now that you're, in your words, banging?
No, sadly. Yeah,
sadly,
that's why there's no shame in masturbating today. Because someone's going to, it's got to go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it can't just stay there all day.
No, you got to keep the pipes clean.
Yeah, exactly.
People who don't get all that cancer and stuff.
Oh, that's an ignorant thing to say.
I'm telling you.
I think he's right.
No, how many men, first of all, are not doing it? And, like, all the cancer guys are like, oh, you guys aren't masturbating enough? BS.
You want to bet?
Yeah, okay.
I also happen to think that if you don't breastfeed, I think your chances for breast cancer will increase a lot. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I think what happens is it accumulates.
I just think you're a pervert. That's what I think.
I'm going to second that motion, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to second it.
No, you should.
No, but that part of it, I mean, when you start, let's say you have a baby and you have milk buildup there and you don't let it out, it's going to create problems, you know? The same thing with...
your body, it dries up. Your body
But you've given me a new pickup line. I'm definitely going to walk up to a girl and just, hey, you want to fight ovarian cancer, sweetie? Come here. You know what I mean?
There,
like,
you
let's do this, huh?
You got it.
We'll tackle ovarian and breast cancer in one minute.
You know? But as far as the prostate and stuff, I mean, you got to use it or lose it, you know?
I'm with you there.
There you go.
That's a real convenient... That's a convenient science to support... You're moral.
Look, I don't need science to support my masturbation.
You're the one that brought it up. You're the one that talked about your intellectual study on how it's going to make you
has
cancer
to examine
free.
Everything and review
I'm
everything
sorry,
and
I'm fully,
everything.
I'm fully alive, and I want to ask
no,
questions.
No, I'm fully alive, and I'll grab my cock and
that's fine.
Rub it whenever
that's
I want.
Nice, good for you. You know, by the way, I could bring this full circle. Speaking of fucking and okay, look, I'll tell you a quick story if you guys want to hear.
Sure.
This is probably the craziest one night stand I've ever had.
Uh-oh.
It was years ago. I was doing a show in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'll try to, you know.
She didn't have teeth.
No.
She was like.
That would not be the weirdest. No, like, yeah. So the, after the first show, you know, I'm like 23. I'm a kid, you know, and I'm just starting to do comedy, just starting to make a living at it, you know. And I go to a show in Little Rock, and the first night there's this really hot redhead girl there watching the show, and she's like, oh, you're really funny. And I just, like, you know, I was no confident. I was like, okay, thanks, you know, like, just clearly not seeing the open invitation that she was giving. And then so she leaves, like, the fuck was this guy's problem, you know what I mean? Like, how did he not notice? And so one of the waitresses goes, hey, did you see that redhead? I was like, yeah. Well, she thought you were cute. She's a friend of mine. I'm like, oh yeah, because I'm throwing a party Saturday night. She's going to be there. You should come over after the show. So I go, you know, this girl, this redhead's at the party.
Uh-huh.
You know, we start fucking around and stuff. She's like, hey, you want to go back to my apartment? I'm like, let's do it. Yeah. She lived in a loft in downtown Little Rock, which it's shittier than it sounds. You know what I mean? Like, it was this, but we walk in and we get to her apartment. And as she's unlocking her door, she starts whispering, right? And I'm like, why? But her other hand was busy. So I'm like, fuck it, whisper. Like, this is great, you know, whatever. And then so we get inside, and her apartment's just empty. This huge, empty loft.
Really?
And, yeah, just
no furniture.
Nothing. It was just a bed. That was it. Wow. And the bed was like right by the window, so it was being illuminated by the full moon. She was like a white trash werewolf, you know what I mean? It was just like this weird, you know? And then so, like, and so we go and we start, you know, we fuck or whatever, and when we're done, you know, I'm a gentleman, you know what I mean? I didn't just up and leave, you know? I'm lying down, we're just kind of talking, and then, like, to the left, right, from the empty dark loft, from like 5 feet away, I just hear, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I grab my shoe and just fire it into the darkness. You know?
Really?
Yeah. And I just hear, like, you know, like a smacking noise. And then she turns on the light. There's a homeless dude asleep on her floor.
Really?
And he had a big red shoe print on his face. Like, I fucking nailed this guy. Like, it was like a one in a million shot. You know, it was like Jordan in 93. It was like, how did he do that? You know, it was just like this. And she was like, oh my God, it's okay. He's this homeless guy. He's a brilliant artist. The cops are so mean to homeless people here. I give him a key. I let him stay here.
Really?
Like, it was in, yeah. And she, that's why she was whispering when she opened up the door. It was like, I mean, that, I mean, if you're going to bring a guy home,
yeah,
you should let him know that there's going to be a homeless person inside of a house.
That,
like, you know what
weird.
I mean? Like,
that's just, I mean, I didn't know where this was going, but that's like way.
That's true. That happened. Yeah, Little Rock, baby. Yeah. That happened.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Gosh. I haven't experienced that yet. I'm going to keep it that way.
I thought you were going to tell me she had a husband sitting there in the dark.
Right, like right. Yeah, I would have preferred that. That would have been less awkward. Like, oh, I'm sorry. She's a kind of a slut. I guess I'll leave. You know, I didn't know. Yeah. She didn't tell me she was married. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, just kind of like, woohoo, and yeah. run. You know?
But now that there's some homeless guy spanking it, probably. And, you know, probably learning some of my masterful bed techniques either. Like, I don't want people knowing. You know what I mean? Like,
the
I got a
man. Yeah. The secret's out.
Yeah, it's like, out there, though.
So, speaking of ladies, are you dating women? I mean, do you like women, first of all?
No, I've been trying to see what balls feel like. Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
The reason I ask is not
try dick
attractive.
In the mouth. We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I'm starting to blow
dudes. No, I'm asking because sometimes men, I mean, they're attracted to women, but they don't really like them.
No, how could anyone like women?
No, there's
don't like women.
Listen,
you know?
Listen, no, like, there's
nobody
women.
Likes
there's
women.
Women. There's women hate where men are like they're attracted to women, but they really don't want to ever be with one. They don't befriend women. They don't like women.
Right. No, but that's when you get creepy. That's when you get
guys.
There's
a lot of comedians like that. That's why I asked.
But those are the guys who like start to pee on chicks and do all these weird, dominating, humiliating things because they hate women. You know what I mean?
In themselves, probably.
In themselves, yeah. But no, I know. I love women. I know.
He's single. You can find him on Facebook, Jerry Rocha. Yeah.
JerryRochaComedy.com is my website. You know,
ooh,
ladies,
get that plug. Get your
come
plug.
Check
in.
It out.
He's not banging anyone right
I'm
now.
I'm not banging. Yeah, so I mean,
that's
I'm
a plus.
I've been celibate since October, not by choice. You know what I mean? Like, it's no, but I just, I mean, yeah, no, I love women. I just, I'm not really dating right now. It's not, you know, because I don't want to. It's just, I just, you know, I'm so focused on going up and doing shows. And I don't, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's not
yeah,
really.
I understand.
Yeah. The usual excuse.
It's always nobody wants to say it's because they can't have no game. It's like, oh, well, it's because I got this going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, but it's
I'm focusing on my career.
No, my my dating life is packed, but my little free trial is getting cut off soon, so I've been like logging it in. I'm like, bring. I've got like multiple things going on. I'm like forgetting about other people that I've booked. It's just auditions.
So now last night you were supposed to go out, right?
I changed plans and went with somebody else.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, and it was a short thing. It's just, I don't know. I told you, I know this is going to sound, it's going to be hard to digest people, but hear me out, and especially amongst the company. But I enjoy the experience and meeting people. And if that person and I have the soulmate connection, awesome. The Hallelujah Chorus will start and we'll release Doves. It's great.
Right.
But if that's not the case, uh-huh. I still enjoy the process. So, to me, it doesn't have to be super romantic or whatever. It's just fun. It's like super fun. So, I had to bump somebody last night, and somebody that I've been putting off for a while. We went out, and Sarah met up with us, actually my roommate, and we made it like a three thing. But it wasn't like mm-hmm. It was just fun. It was just fun. Yeah. And we went Cinco de Mayo.
Unfortunately for that guy,
it's
yeah.
It's like Cinco de Mayo time, and I think people are just fascinating. Mm. And
I agree.
Yeah, they're very fascinating. It's interesting to see why people are attracted to people. Mm-hmm. And it's not a love connect, but it was really interesting. I think some people...
Is he listening right now? The poor guy is probably like, oh, my love connect.
I've stopped.
Like, fuck her. That's
no,
what like,
listen. I've stopped letting people know where they can listen. That I go.
Oh, okay.
I don't even... I'm like, I'm somewhere out there on a radio
show.
Yeah,
you don't want people to find
What if
no.
he was a fan? What if he was a fan? How do you know?
No, he didn't know.
Okay.
So my point is I don't let him know. This dude's very French too, very French.
Very French.
Now, what's this dating site that you meet these people on? You told me this one
is a Christian site.
Okay.
This is actually with somebody I met through a professional thing, but no,
wow.
No.
So now, do you guys do Christian dating sites blame J-Date for killing Jesus? Like, how does that work? Like, do you guys hate J-Date? Like, how does that work?
That would
work?
Be really funny, though. I mean,
yeah, like, do you guys have a war with
that
J-Date?
That would be
like,
so funny. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we like Jewish people.
Yeah, Christians, for the most part, if they're religious, they like Jewish people, you know? It's the ones that are sort of, like, ignorant and stuff, and then they just go based on
what
they
like.
Yeah, I like the Jewish folk.
But,
good for you.
I think Christians believe that if the Jews have to be quote unquote okay for whatever to happen for salvation, or you know.
Well, there's some.
They have to protect the Jews.
I think there's I hate to say alliance. I don't really fully understand the I mean, there's some prophecy in the Bible that talks about, you know, the Jews returning and basically reclaiming the homeland or the promised land or whatever.
Right.
And I think that there's, but I think that some of that's literal and some of the Bible is metaphorical and
right.
symbolic. And I think when it talks about all Israel being saved, it's not about ethnic origin. It's about spiritual.
Right.
And so
okay.
God, you know, I think that when God talks about his redeeming and saving everybody, it's through the heart and through spiritual. It's not because, oh, my mom's Jewish, so therefore I'm hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't really
right.
show favoritism like that. He loves everybody, made everybody. So
here's my one thing that's like, you talk about, this is my one point of contention with the Bibles. They talk about groups taking over mm-hmm. homelands and reclaiming their homelands.
One contention,
but
they got like a million.
I got a million,
yeah,
but one
on
of them.
Here
one
I go.
Them,
I represent the Bible. Let's do this. Okay. Let's
no, but with like, I mean, they
unload
obviously.
Unload on me. I'm ready.
They talk about like Jews reclaiming the homeland and things like that, but they never factored in Mexicans. You know what I mean? Because like we're taking over every. You know what I mean?
Are
like
you Mexican?
Yeah. Nobody believes me. They think I'm Jewish. But like they obviously didn't. And Mexicans, nobody loves the Bible more than Mexicans. But they get no love. Like, hey, why don't you talk
I
about
know,
these
man.
Other these people who look like Middle Easterns who are eventually going to be everywhere? Like
are you up on the Arizona immigration law situation?
No, what's going on? I'm kidding. Yeah, no.
Well, he's not an immigrant.
No,
but he's freaking Mexican. And not that it's about Mexicans, but that's the way it's being portrayed.
It's kind of about Mexicans.
It's about everybody. But I'm telling you, my Canadian friends aren't freaking out.
Well, you can do one. No, gee, I wonder why. Yeah, because they look white. They can pass. They
it's
don't
not
have
just
to worry.
About looking. It's about being doing it legally or illegally.
I think here's what I think. I mean, this is. I don't want to start a whole thing, but
no, you can go for it. Shakira did.
That's, well, I know. Right? And if this helps me fuck Shakira, then I'll jump on
go.
It. But
you'll,
yeah,
you'll talk like, about anything.
I think like if you want to come over illegally, right?
Uh-huh.
If you want to jump over the border and your sole purpose is to work. And to provide a good life for your family, to send your kids to a nice school, I think you should be welcomed here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're going to hop over and you're going to be some dickhead in a gang and you just want to, then get the fuck out. And you know what I mean? Like, instead of rounding up people, why don't we just round up people with gang tattoos and get them the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be that would be safer.
I think that would be making... I'm really torn on it because I definitely don't like the idea of show your papers. I think
it's ridiculous.
It's got a very...
Yeah. Nazi
very,
Germany.
Yeah, it's got very totalitarian.
But they only do this when they catch you for something.
Yeah, that's
you know?
The thing.
Right.
It's, supposed
not like if they just walked to your door and did it, that would be horrific.
It's supposed to be if you're caught in a crime or like speeding or if you're in... And apparently the Arizona issue is that the drug cartel is so awful and that's so bad that people that live 60 miles from the border can't leave their home. They can't leave their home if it's occupied. They come back, it's been occupied.
It's, let me tell you, my whole family's from Laredo, Texas, which is border town. It's horrific over there. It's my grandmother, her house, it used to be this nice old little neighbor, quiet neighborhood. And it's, I mean, you stand on the roof and you can see Mexico.
Really?
You know what I mean? Now, it's every other night. You hear machine gun fire. You hear, I mean,
really?
the drug cartels.
Wow.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why. I mean, I don't know if this is the best execution, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with, you know, if you're caught, if you're being pulled over for something or if you're caught in an act to have to prove your citizenship. In that moment, but randomly pulling people over just because they look weird. I mean, I think that's awful.
That's crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that would be horrible. I mean, that's
yeah, but that's not the intent though.
No, I don't think that is. I don't think that is. They wouldn't have gotten away with it if that's the way it was.
I'll tell you what though. Here's what I think is interesting is Republicans. They love big government when it makes a neighborhood wider. That's all I'm going to say.
That's really
you know,
funny.
Oh, they hate big government, but oh, if it's going to make a neighborhood white, oh, yeah, sure. Come on, big government.
I think the issue is that Republicans believe that, you know, they don't believe in big government, but they also believe that the government is there to protect and not necessarily provide.
Right.
It's two different fundamental things. Like, they believe that, you know, it's not here to, like, give you a job and make you rich. It's there to protect. It's primary.
Right,
so people can live their lives the way they want to and bring, you know, order out of cake. Ideally, that's the concept. So this is an area where the borders, that is a federal government issue, that they should have been on top of it, and they weren't. Whereas now they want to control the banks, they want to control private market, and they're so heavily involved there. And now the things such as the borders, we're like, yo, dude, okay, we got the Minuteman, we're lighting it up. Shit.
It should have been been taken care of. I mean, you have no one to blame but big business.
Yeah.
They're the ones who gave all the immigrants opportunities to come over here.
That's true.
And lower. I mean, that's whose fault it is. It's big business. They're the ones who are like, well, you know what? Why pay these guys and we can pay these guys a lot less?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah,
but
come on over.
But I think what you're
that's how it started.
Yeah, but But I think it's not the guy standing on the street selling oranges or the maids or the nannies. I think a lot of people turn a blind eye to that because they're not seeing as much of a drain when they're seeing it's more the crime.
No, that's what, again, like that goes back to my point. If you want to come over here and work hard, you know what I mean? You want to give your family a good life. You want to work an honest job, you know, whatever that means. Then okay, great. But if you're gonna come over here just to sling rock and just to, you know, then no, get the fuck out. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody should want those that here, you know.
But I think that's the whole thing, though, is the argument that it's about illegal immigrants. It's not about the legal Mexicans that somehow, you know, I mean, I don't know how you become legal from illegal when you come from Mexico, when there's so many people wanting to do the same thing, you know. But so that's why many of them are illegal, and we don't need that drain on the economy, I think, you know. And to say, you know, I don't agree with people that say they're doing jobs that we wouldn't, because when I go to places where there's not a lot of Mexicans, there's people doing those jobs.
That's true.
You know? I mean, I was in New York.
Yeah, but you're like Wyoming. That's up in Wyoming and Idaho. I mean, that's it. I mean, you say that, but I mean, I've yet to anywhere that's halfway close to Mexico, and I know it's a cliche
joke.
You
go to Vegas. Go to Vegas and see. They have whites and blacks mainly, but not Mexicans.
Sure, but
7-Eleven and
McDonald's. Well, of course, but you go to most places in most states that border Mexico,
right,
or a little bit above. Even you go to Oklahoma, you go to Arkansas. I've yet to go to a restaurant where there aren't 15 Mexicans
in the
back.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to blame whoever hires them.
Right.
That's the problem.
No,
it's the people who hire and say, "Oh, here, come over here." I mean, they do. People say, "Oh, well, we could do those jobs too." Well, then do them.
Right.
If you think, "Oh, well, we can do it too," well, then do it. Hire your white friend to come clean up your house.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So don't sit there and hire all these illegal immigrants and just, you know, and have them come and then get upset about it. Mm-hmm. Well, shit, don't fucking hire them then.
Right.
That's your fault. And it's and there's nothing wrong with those immigrants taking that opportunity.
Right.
I mean, if they're going to be paid, then damn, why not?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that? If somebody told you, hey, if you go, even though you're not legally supposed to be in that house, but they'll pay you more money than you're going to make over here if you go over there and clean up, you would do it. Who wouldn't do it?
Right. Well, I totally hear where you're coming from, and I think that's right, like really kind of look at the responsibility of hiring illegals. But I think that the thing that kind of gets to me, like with the protesting and everything, is that it's being spun. This is an anti-Latino thing, and that this is about anti-immigration when it's not. And I think who comes to a country illegally, and they band together and demand rights?
Only here.
Only here. Only I think here. That principle's so screwed up. I mean, I don't listen.
Yeah.
If I was in a tyrannical, I'm saying that word wrong. Tyrannical, right? Or
tyrannical.
Thank you. Or a place that I just couldn't even, you know, eat. Mm-hmm. I'd be, you know, thumb drag across the border. I'd be like, whoa, swinging in, jumping off off a helicopter. I don't blame the person. But I'm saying if there wasn't like a way I could go across the legal due process to get here. But then to get here and demand rights and it's such an entitled attitude.
Yeah, there you go.
We couldn't do that anywhere.
No, it doesn't happen anywhere else.
What country can you do that? And you protest and everybody that, what was it, a few years ago when the everybody like stopped, they like had a day of protest.
Day Without a Mexican?
Yeah, and they like protested and all the people that were working in restaurants or wherever they were working just stopped. That's fine. You're losing income, but you're not a legal citizen. And
actually, a lot of those were. A lot of those were. A lot of those people were. And I guarantee you, most of the people who are protesting in Arizona are legal Mexicans, probably Mexican Americans.
Okay.
I mean, the Phoenix Suns protested. The basketball team protested the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the game last night. They made it a point to have on their jerseys, instead of saying Phoenix or Suns, it said Los Suns.
Los Suns.
They made a point. I mean, so they're kind of saying, hey, this is bullshit. So, I mean, it's not the – I mean, obviously, the illegal immigrants aren't the ones who are protesting. It's the ones who are legal and feel bad the fact that their rights might be infringed on. Like, that's who's really upset about it.
Is it really – hold on. Let's stop for a second. Is it really that they're going, I'm afraid about my rights? Because if it's – then why isn't it – why isn't it all different kinds?
I think it's because nobody's going to kick anyone else out but Mexicans. They're the biggest problem as far as illegal immigrants goes. Problem in the sense that they're the highest number.
Right.
They're the highest volume of illegal immigrants.
Highest number, or is it just like crime-related stuff. I mean, my point is we're not talking about immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration
right.
and the crime associated with it.
Whether it's illegal or legal, I think Mexicans really lead the pack in how many
in immigration.
People are here.
Yeah, when you think of immigration, you think of a legal alien. Nobody thinks of some guy from Cambodia who hopped on a boat. They think of Mexicans.
Well, I've also heard that the Democrats are really, really aggressive in this area, and that a lot of illegal voting fraud. It's having a lot of illegals vote. So this is one of their big
one of their big
platforms. They don't want them to leave.
They don't want them to leave because they can vote and get votes.
They get them to vote.
I understand. Like, I'm not a fan of our resources being drained to support elite, you know, stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm not a fan of what's going on over that. I mean, it's like, and I think what
and
here's,
I understand.
Here's
I,
what I think
I'm
the basis of
it.
Those protests are. The protests aren't we're legal, don't fuck with it. It's not like that. I think most of the people protesting are legal immigrants. I guarantee you 99% of them
are either Mexican.
Because they would be, because how do you, if it's all illegal immigrants who are protesting, they're just going to get rounded up and shipped off.
No, they're not shipping their bags right now.
But they do that anyway.
They're mixed up with everybody. I don't know. You know, if they're mixed with the
legal. I think there's a big amount that are legal, because, I mean, most Mexicans who protested are, they're legal immigrants, and what they're doing is they're upset that, you know, these guys, you know, if it is turned, they're afraid that it's going to turn into this, they're going to knock on your door and make you check your pet, you know, that kind of shit.
Well,
and
it's
also, they're also, what have they got to be afraid of? You know, if they're legal, then they're,
well, I just think that it's of. They just think that they're being solely targeted. That's what it's all about. It's not like if they really feel like you guys are just really coming after Mexicans. Why don't you just say it?
Yeah,
you know, because that's what it is. You guys,
but I think it's kind of the way it's being presented too. There's a spin going on this. Like,
well, I mean, I think that's who they're looking for in Arizona. There's not that many, you know, there's not that many Dominicans who are hanging around Arizona.
They're looking for, I think, primarily drug cartel and primarily the crime that.
Well, that's an easy way for them to spin it, to say, oh no, we're doing this because we're looking for drug cartels.
But you look at what's been going on there. I mean, they're not pissed off at the people selling oranges. That's not what they're pissed off about.
There is a
debilitating crime there. I mean, it's like where it's the way of life, like you said with your grandma. It's like it is now a way of life that has been imposed on them.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the reason. Now, I agree with you as far as, you know, somewhere in the middle, like, you know, don't profile, don't all that.
Yeah,
you know, don't just randomly check people.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I think it's associated with the crime. Shakira, whatever, I love the girl, but she's I don't think she's got all her facts straight.
But I think part of the problem is, it's another reason they're protesting is, you fucking people hired us in the first place. You know, you're the ones who made it available.
Listen,
gave
if
us
I was
the
Mexican,
opportunity
man,
to come over here.
If I was Mexican,
you know?
Listen, Rocha, if I was Mexican, I'd be like, get your thug asses out of here, you illegal turds, because you're screwing it up for us.
Well, no, but
I would
be
like, stop. I don't want my people that are coming here and wreaking havoc, and now I got to take.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The gang member, the gang members, absolutely.
Get them out.
All the gang members, get rid of them. But the people who are coming here just to work hard, I think they should be embraced.
I think you're right. I agree with that.
They should make them legal, even if they got here illegally. If they're sitting there working in a factory, working their asses off, and they're not out there joining a gang, make them legal. But the gang members, you can't get the fuck out of here. Of course, it's easier said than done.
You can't reward people that do illegal things, you know? And
right.
If they came in here illegally, knowingly, you can't suddenly just give them citizenship, because then people are going to continue doing this.
That's true.
I'm just saying, you know, imagine, you know, forget about the drug cartels or anything. Imagine you have a house with a nice backyard and then it gets overrun by homeless people or something. You know, how would you feel about this? You know, so what I'm saying is, it's not like they have to drain the economy. It's not that they have to, be criminals before we want them out of here. We want them out of here because we can't handle so many people in here, you know, especially illegal ones.
Okay, but some people argue that they do help the economy.
Well, let them argue all they want. I don't see how it does. I really don't.
Really? I don't.
I think they're taking away jobs from other people.
So you want that busboy position? I'll get you Apple. Get you application.
I'll take it if I have to. Sleep in my car, I'll take a busboy position.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa. Look at that. There's a shot right there.
Oh, that's a dig.
Yeah. Look at that.
I'll remember this when I'm on Larry King one day and I own my own island. I'll remember that little dig.
Yeah, it was not a dig. I just thought it was
it's
pretty
ridiculous
to get to that point.
And I'll remember that when you hire a bunch of Mexicans to clean up your island, too, all right?
And
we'll all remember, huh? Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't walk a mile. You need to walk a mile in everyone else's shoes. You haven't done that, so.
No, I haven't done that. I mean, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying
I
would have done.
Especially trying to walk up.
Why would I was not judging you. What I was saying is what I would have done.
Yeah, which was very kind of like self-righteous.
You should also try walking several miles across a river and then through the desert.
You sit here all the time being Miss Self-Righteous.
No,
here.
I sit there and I examine and I want to talk about, you know, observing and the truth and things like that.
Okay,
and
so I'm observing and I'm analyzing.
I'm just saying, we talked about there's a difference between having judgments and then being judgmental. Judgmental is an attitude. Mm-hmm. Judgmental is putting yourself above somebody and talking down to them. And it's not necessarily saying you have to agree with them. You can disagree or say, you know what, I don't totally agree with that. That's cool, but it's kind of like it's different. You know, when you have an attitude that's a little judgmental. So anyway.
Well, that's the way you perceive it. I'm sorry to hear that. You know.
I'm just calling it what it is.
In your world, yeah.
In the real world, MTV
but,
real world.
I mean, I think I can say safely that if I was in that position when I was faced with sleeping in my car, mm-hmm. I would figure out how to make some money so I don't.
Well,
or I would never have gotten to that point in the first place.
Well, you know what?
No
and
job would be beyond me.
Listen,
so,
well, that you don't know the whole situation.
That's true.
And the reality is I'm not in that position right now.
Good
it
for
was
you.
A
I'm
one-time
happy.
Deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just there's a lot of variables involved that you don't know.
Right, that's
and
true.
And I think that, good for you for being a winner and making all the right decisions. good for you for, you know, putting everything on the line to go after your dreams. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep rocking and rolling, Sam. We get in our little spat sometimes.
Right, but again, you're kind of making the point for a lot of the immigrants who come over here to work.
Oh, am I? Okay, go for it.
I mean, you kind of are, though. I mean, you know, walk a mile
level.
In their shoes, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm not judging them. I'm not saying that. I even said, look, I'd paratroop over here and have like a, you know...
Yeah.
I would be like, drop me off.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's a really tough debate. It's almost, you know, it's you can see both sides of it, you know, but I do have a problem with the way Arizona's going to go about it. I really do.
Well, most people do, and I understand. I think that I identify with the need, I guess, for why they want to do it. I don't necessarily know if I trust the way they're going to go about doing it.
That's the thing. It's like, it's tough. I mean, because, you know, Mexicans are, it's funny because so many people can still make Mexican jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have noticed that. If you go to any comedy show, you watch anything on TV, everyone's scared to death of making fun of black people now. You know what I mean? But, oh, it's still okay to make fun of Mexicans.
Mexicans.
You know, Mexicans get kind of kind of get stepped on, you know, and it's fine, whatever. That's how it is. But I mean, I think it's easier to target them. That kind of, it really is. It's just, and it's bullshit. It's like, you know.
Well,
does it offend you?
Not me. I mean,
it's okay if it does. I'm curious.
No, I mean, not. I mean, it's hard for me to get offended. Yeah, but I do feel bad for what's going on. Yeah, I mean, maybe not. I don't so much it offends me as I feel empathetic.
Mexican jokes.
Oh no, fuck no, because half of them aren't even funny. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, it offends me that they're not funny. But no, it doesn't offend me at all. It's something you observe. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like it's easier to make fun of Mexicans than anyone else.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel like you're right, but I kind of feel like there's so many areas that comedians,
nothing should be. I'm not saying, you can't make fun of anyone, but I just think it's interesting how people have kind of become pussies to making fun of other groups. But it's, you know, Mexicans, it seems like it'll always be safe. And
I don't have any way to retaliate or something.
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. It's interesting. It's like, you know, it's a very, I mean, it's just something I kind of observed. I'm not even complaining. You know, I'm just saying it's interesting because I don't
think
shit. You should be able to make fun of whatever you want. If you can make a funny joke about it, fuck, do it. You know, have fun.
Yeah.
But I just think it's interesting how it's kind of, you know.
Do you have a particular group that you like to address?
Not really. I'll pretty much rip on anyone. I'll make fun of Mexicans, blacks, whoever, white people.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. Whoever. Yeah.
That's what comedy is about.
Yeah, if it's a funny enough joke, why not? Yeah, make fun of anyone, you know?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 9423-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
We'll be right back. where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet. Two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
You're always going to give me that?
Yeah,
We should record that and make it part of the bumper, yeah.
Yeah, why strain your voice each and every time?
It's not really straining, although it sounded a little strained this time. No, I mean, we could just do it live and keep it fresh every morning, too.
No, I like the way you do it. It actually adds to it. You know, I was listening to it, and it's pretty good.
I want to... Okay.
By the way, for those joining us, we have Jerry in the studio.
Hello.
He's Kira's friend.
Jerry Rocha, comedian, funny. Got a
Thank
show
you.
Saturday.
Saturday night.
Shiny toy nickels.
12 shiny nickels, Gardner stages. Sunset and Gardner, baby.
Sunset
Be
and
there,
Gardner.
11 o'clock.
And for those of you guys who want to catch me, I'll be at Birds Tonight, happy hour, $5 margaritas. Work it out. No, just playing. I won't be there. Let's talk about the Facebook thing, okay?
Facebook thing.
What about your masturbating story that you said you were going to tell
No,
us?
It wasn't a masturbating story. It was
what
worse.
Was it?
It was worse. I can't tell you.
I don't think I forgot that you said we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I'll bring it up every show.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. Oh, it's so bad. I don't want to say this without making myself look so awful.
All right. Well, go on to the Facebook.
Yeah,
it's too bad. I'm not even there yet. And I never really get that embarrassed. But this is one of those things that you're like, that goes in the trunk, man. That goes in your trunk. You're saying.
Next time, don't tease us with it.
You know what?
Yeah, that was a pretty horrific
whatever.
Tease.
You guys can handle it.
We've been waiting an hour.
Deal with it. You couldn't get something you wanted. Wow. Okay. The Facebook people that do their profile, their little updates.
Mm-hmm.
Their little updates.
Right.
We kind of touched on this yesterday with Lauren. Is it Lauren or Laura? That was on
Laura.
Right. And how they did a show on the Facebook status. But I was just thinking about this. There's these people that update, and it's all about everybody's trying to spin something, right? They're trying to make themselves look in a certain light.
Yeah.
I get it. I do it. But there's some of these people that are just like, I heart life. Life hearts me back. The sun is the sun's really nice, and my new husband and I are loving life together, mutually. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's this kind of blasé, kind of like this, I just got a new outfit, and I'm going to have a nice margarita.
Yeah, well.
And I'm just saying there's kind of like this, okay, let me say what I'm saying.
Mm.
It's that basic kind of like people from back home kind of vibe I get.
Sounds like you've just made friends with boring people on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
kind of what it sounds like. Because
I was going to say.
Yeah, most of my friends are like, hey, fucked another hooker. You know, like that's very. It's not.
No, I have all kinds of friends, Jerry. I don't discriminate.
No, but it just sounds like you.
But my point is that some of them are just, I want to read them, but I can't read them because I don't know if they're listening, and I'll get in a lot of trouble. But it's just kind of one of those like.
Why would you get in trouble? I mean, they write statuses.
They put it out there for everyone to see.
Exactly. You know.
They want people to see that.
I
like
see what
one
saying,
person though, was one time was like, she's getting married, and she's like, our Netflix accounts are merging. Things are getting heavy. And that's kind of funny, but it was kind of like true though.
Yeah.
That she really meant that.
Yeah.
We're taking a big step.
Yeah,
here.
We picked out a coffee table today.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the f? You know what I mean?
Well, that's part of their lives though.
Oh,
I mean,
that's exciting to them.
Whatever. This
it's
is entertainment, and it's so beige. It's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beige. It's entertaining. Okay.
And what do you mean?
It's just so. It's entertaining. Like really. Like I'm trying to avoid the freaking meter maid today,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, almost got my car towed. That's how things are going down.
Yeah. So what do you post in your status?
Well, you read it.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody.
No, they can go to my Facebook and read it. You already. It says, how'd you get your big breasts? Oh, these? The old-fashioned way. Eating. 100% grade A fat, baby. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you eat, ladies.
Well, that's funny, you see. But some people may not find it funny. I don't know.
Like they're going to get offended?
No, they wouldn't. Well, maybe. Maybe. No, I don't think anybody would get offended from that. People
no, but there's
know
definitely,
you, right?
There,
these friends know you.
I don't
you
know. They've got a bunch of people in there that don't know me. And
I
some
know.
Family members that cropped up that I didn't know that we were like,
really?
I didn't know we were related. And they start chiming in. I'm like, like this is, you know, let's
too
not.
Too much.
Yeah, we don't have to do family reunion time. You know, in fact, this is probably, let's just keep it symbiotic. But no, going back to the boob thing, I noticed there's a division with women. There's this, you know, the small chested versus the large chested. And sometimes it's like, there's like, a divide. And there's this weird kind of thing, point in case. So I'm gonna dog her. But I was putting on a dress yesterday to go out for Cinco de Mayo. Hi, hi, hi. okay, happy fun time. Mm-hmm. I had like a lot of crazy fun colors going on. I was feeling it. I wanted to had the flower going on. And my roommate and I, who she's you know decently endowed. Like it's proportionate. She looks great.
Did I meet her? She's the tall.
She's
hot. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. And she's not meaning anything by this. I'm just think that this is funny because I notice this stuff, you know.
Right.
We both put on a very similar dress with the same halter, right? And mm-hmm. you know, and I put it on and I was like, I'm like, so what do you think? And she's like, oh yeah, it looks, you know. And she's like, it just looks, just very, you know, And hers don't look like that at all compared. And I was like. Mm-hmm. This is like breast discrimination. I really is. It's like now I'm like the skanky girl that she's like, I got kind of that.
Right.
And
Yeah.
That irritates
me. So you think there's some envy there?
No, it's almost just like a, that's gross. You're kind of, gross.
Do you really think so?
You see, she's hearing something else, I think, from what's being communicated.
Yeah, I think maybe you're making this up in your head.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just being a friend looking out for you.
And just saying, like, look, you look like a trashy whore.
Maybe, yeah.
Hey,
maybe.
You're looking kind of tacky. Yeah, you're looking like, tacky. Yeah, I went with that, so I did change it.
Yeah, you need the truth from your friends.
No,
you know?
No, and I mean, she's not out to get me. I'm just saying, but I've also noticed with people that are a little bit on the smaller side,
mm-hmm.
that there's kind of a funny kind of like... Oh yeah, well you know this looks good for you. Like there's always like for you, kind of like.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, kind of like that, like for you, kind of condescending thing. And she's not like that actually. She was really looking out for me, but I just think it's funny because I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Especially kind of like this.
That's interesting. I guess you.
It is because guys don't hear this stuff. Guys.
No, it's true. No, I get discouraged. Like if I'm shopping for jeans, dudes are like, well, since you have, so, you know, I get that same.
Really?
Know.
What do they say?
No, I'm joking. That never happens. Oh. Come on, get out of here.
You
might
ball.
Well, with that giant ball sack of yours, you might need these jeans. Well, since you got a cock like that, maybe you should try some of these.
No, yeah, but it's not like because guys look at breasts and they just don't care. There's the more the better, or maybe they're not boob guys, but they're just like whatever. But girls, there's a different kind of, you know, girls are much more,
yeah,
a little bit more like.
So if you were a lesbian, what kind of tits would you be into?
I don't know. I think I just like breasts.
Probably usually the opposite, no? You'd probably go for a small-breasted girl.
I can't even say I've ever thought this one through.
Right.
I don't know, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But you're proud of yours, right? I mean, you're like, making the best of them.
I mean, it's what I have. It's what I have. We're working it out.
It's like it's a birth defect. Like, you know, now you're doing what you can, sweetie. Good for you. God bless her. Look at her. She's doing what she can with those giant tits of hers. That poor baby.
Breath.
I've never heard that about big tits. Like, you're making the best out of the situation. Like, I've never heard that. You know what
like
I mean?
That's funny. Like, it's a handicap or something.
Yeah, like, poor thing. Oh, she's got dudes.
No, but it's
her
interesting. That is interesting. Though there's kind of like a
rift, you're saying.
Yeah, and I notice it's subtle stuff, but guys aren't on that side of the fence, so they don't, you know, of course it's like a mute conversation with you guys because you're like,
we compare dick sizes. That's what we
do. You guys really?
That's what Sam and I did at the break. We were just sitting there, just looking at just
getting it hard.
No, I thought that. I don't know. Listen, you guys, when you guys go to the bathroom and stuff, do you take a peek?
No, I don't
even lie. You never like.
I don't.
Wanted to see what the guy next to you was packing.
You know what? Only if I'm sitting down taking a shit, I'll like stand up and like peer over. No, I'm kidding. That's the only time I take
a pee.
That was
so gross.
Yeah, I'll like sit up and like climb over the thing and peer over and like, hey, what you got there, little guy?
That's gross.
That's the only time. Not at urinals though, but only if I'm like.
But I mean, you know that natural kind of like you're in a gym or something and people are naked. You never like.
That's. I don't go to a gym. I work out at home. I don't want to. I have no interest in seeing other dudes naked. I just don't. Yeah. I just I don't. I could care less if they.
Like just like a human curiosity, like anatomy
not
type
so
thing.
So much. Yeah, no.
But if you went your whole life and never saw a naked dude, you wouldn't feel as affirmed,
and,
right?
And
no, it's fine.
You got to understand something. You can't judge a penis size.
A guy's peeing. That's not
you know,
his real
when
dick
it's flaccid,
size.
You can't know.
It changes. Things
look
change.
Look at you guys get a little defensive. I just tried to tell you, that's just a cheap shot.
Look, you don't get it, all right? No, but I mean, I think it just, to me,
but
like.
But do guys want to, okay, forget the genitals. Do guys want?
We can't forget the genitals.
Forget that for a second.
Okay.
What about just looking at another man's body and comparing yours to him? his to yours.
Really?
Do guys do that?
Shit. No, I don't care.
Don't be too cool. I'm being honest.
I'm being honest.
Your dude takes up, your friend takes off his shirt. He's got his swimming trunks on. Do you ever go?
Right. Yeah. In my mind, I don't bite my finger and go, oh my god.
No, not that you like it, but do you wonder, are you good enough? Do you measure up? Do you do the comparison thing?
Not really.
See, men don't have that.
Ever.
I don't know. I'm sure some guys do.
We compete on other things, you know, but not. Yeah.
But like, you're out with a bunch of dudes and you're rocking a beer gut and everybody's got a six pack and they're oiled up. Do you feel insecure?
I would, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Like, is there a comparison?
I don't know. Depends. If I'm getting laid, I don't mind. I don't care. I've done something right. Doesn't matter. Like, if I, you know, I mean, there are guys who live at the gym and can't get one, you know, inch of pussy. You know what I mean? Just happens that way. You know, other guys are complete slobs and they get it left and right. So whatever gets you laid, it's fine. I don't care.
Hey, a friend of mine told me, she saw this. They have a hormone that you can spray. I don't know if you spray it on the woman or the guy. I think it would be the woman. I don't know. But you spray this hormone, and it's like, you just spray it down, and it makes the man want to cuddle you.
Really? You know what? You can get that done without it.
Yeah.
Without that hormone.
Well, I think that, I mean, men don't, I don't know. You have to be, I think men really need to be emotionally bonded and in love to want to cuddle.
I don't buy that. I don't
to want to cuddle?
No.
You guys don't like cuddling, right?
Who says?
I'm asking. Is it?
No, I love it.
I don't mind cuddling. No, but it just, it's funny. Like, I hate when girls are like, so how come you don't want to cuddle? I don't want to go, well, because I just wanted to get laid tonight. I'm not really that into you. But if I was in love with you, fuck yeah, we'll cuddle. Yeah.
But I mean, but men don't. And so you have, but it's a love thing, right? Like, you need to be in love.
I need to really like the person. Maybe not love. I mean,
love's
like,
too strong.
Like, if I like a girl, like, if I just have a crush on a chick, you know, maybe she works, you know, I might go up to her job and just try to cuddle her. You know, I'm kidding. No, that's creepy.
But you know, I mean, if she'll go to bed with me, I'll cuddle her. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, like, I told with the lady in Little Rock, the homeless, I was sitting there cuddling with her before the homeless guy interrupted, and I just met her.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird and a little creepy when you get your cuddle on with somebody? You're like, oh, by the way, what's your favorite color? Can you use your bathroom, by the way?
I think there's creepier things to do with a total stranger than cuddle.
Well, you're right, but I mean, like, that forced kind of intimacy.
Like, when I went down on a total stranger, like, that's weirder. When it's like, you know what I mean? If you go down on a one-night stand, that's a little, you know what I mean?
Well, it depends. That's
you get to know them. I mean, that's a great way to get to know somebody. It's just, you know.
Yeah, very intimate, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are cuddlers then?
Yeah.
Do you get some body pillows? And
not really. A body pillow. Get out of here. What's the matter with you? No.
Yeah, let's not get too far.
No, like a body.
I'm
like
not
sexual,
my
like
aunt. No, I don't have a body pillow.
Like 10 cats to go with.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not.
No,
my
like
aunt.
Body pillow is not a sexual thing. It's a comfort thing. It's just.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I don't have one, but I always steal Sarah's. My roommate has one.
I've never thought about taking a peek at a dude. You know,
yeah.
Because eventually take a peek and then you're like, well, let me touch it. Like, it just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
like,
leads to, well, might as well see what it tastes like. You know what I mean? It just, yeah. Then you just, yeah. You know, that's, I think.
No, it's not the natural thing. The natural thing is for us to be attracted to female bodies, you know, and that's, and we notice those.
I guess what I was saying, and you're already answered.
I don't know. There's some naturally gay people out there. I gotta be honest.
Obviously,
yeah.
But we're talking about us.
I'm talking about not attraction, but it's more about affirmation and understanding and comparison. And do men do that? And not because you're attracted to it. I get it. You guys are totally straight. You like
just
women.
You mean like curiosity or
curiosity? And you know, because I read this. I was reading this book and this guy was discussing a scene. I don't remember the movie, but it was like Kevin Costner, and he basically has this, he's like on a heist or something, and he kidnaps like a 12-year-old boy, and the boy's extremely insecure. He's extremely, extremely insecure. And basically, the bank robber becomes like the father figure to the kid. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene, it's going to sound perverted, but it wasn't perverted. It was like the kid's taking a leak, and he's like really insecure, and the guy says, look, you got a big dick. And like, it made the kid feel good, and like, that was it. And it was almost like this weird exchange between men to affirm him, like, hey, you're good. You're good. Like, and I'm wondering.
That's what my PE teacher used to always tell us. Every time you just walk into the guys,
that
you all
happens
have big
in
dicks,
the movies.
Probably, you know.
It happens in the movies.
That's obviously a movie thing, but I mean the connection.
I've
that
never
made
heard
me
of this movie. I think you just made that up.
I didn't make it up.
I think that I've never heard of that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Don't be too cool. Lay,
no, I've never heard of that.
Chill for a second. All Take your comedy shoes off for 2 seconds, and you just relax. Let me get my point out. Let me get my point out. Is that affirmation that they say masculinity is something that's bestowed upon men. I know this is a little deeper than you guys would like to go this morning, but we're going to just tread lightly. Mm-hmm. That men, at some point during their, you know, development and just as being a human, that masculine affirmation is necessary. That there's a part of it, and I feel it as a girl, that there's sometimes you want that peer affirmation. And it's not like, hey, inspect me head to toe. What do you think? Am I good? Can we clear this model? Boom. And she goes out in the workforce. I'm just asking, like, is there, you know, do you guys identify with that need to be seen a certain way in the eyes of your peers?
No.
You've never, though.
No, I want girls to like me, not guys.
But I mean, it's not about attraction.
No,
but
I know,
respect.
But it's not. I don't think so, because I think, you know what it is. I think most guys, you know, it's easy for. I mean, no offense, but it's easier for guys to make friends with other guys than it is for girls to make friends with other girls.
Okay, maybe
it just is. I mean, you know what I mean. Like I am still friends with my friends from kindergarten. My guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know one girl who could say that. I mean, there's a few, but not many. You know, usually women turn on each other. There's some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. I just think that affirmation. I don't think it's ever necessary because
look for it. You know, but I mean,
because I think it's already there. Like, dudes just bond easier. I really think guys you know.
Yeah. I mean, the farthest you'll go is tell them, hey man, you're looking good. You know, or you know, you lost weight, or you look good. You know, and things
that
like that.
That feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. You know, but that's what I'm saying. But we don't get really into the details.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at your shoes. You know, where'd you get your shoes?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, some guys do, and that aren't gay, but some guys do. Those metros. Somebody needs to round up those metrosexuals and take them back to man camp.
Yeah.
And like teach them how to not.
Or just have them fucking suck a dick and enjoy it. Like, you know, one of the two. They should just embrace.
Yeah, like kind of jump over to the other
guys,
side.
Just come on. You're gay. Yeah. Just enjoy it.
Well, I mean,
there's
hey,
nothing
good,
wrong
good
with
hygiene,
it. Live it up.
Yeah,
good hygiene.
Central,
have fun.
Right?
Yeah, just have
good,
fun.
Good hygiene's good. Good hygiene's good. But there's a different level that it's gone to in LA.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, for example.
Yeah, how did you get to hygiene?
Well, because metrosexuals are seen as just very hygienic and very manicured, but it's the over excessive focus on their physical appearance that is very effeminate and is not sexy. And it's just this weird kind of like everybody wants to be a woman in this town.
Mm.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I got mine tucked between my legs right now, actually. Yeah. Just like Silence of the Lambs. Yeah.
But do you know what I'm talking about in this town?
A little bit.
Not a little bit. I mean, you get unplugged from comedy world's a little different, but
yeah.
Actually, but the living LA day to day, it's kind of like, you know.
I really don't see much. I walk to eat some Chinese food in the afternoon, then I go back and take a nap, and then I go to a show. And
that's
then,
it.
I live a very boring hermit lifestyle. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm not really, I don't go out and hang out. I don't go to part.
Now, would you say most of your friends then are comics? And it's in the comedy world, and you guys are like, hey, you said beer.
Yeah, out here at least, mostly. Yeah, I don't think I have one friend out here who's not, you know, a comic. You know,
You still have normal friends.
Yeah, I have a few. Actually, I take that back. I have a few normal friends. Yeah,
yeah.
They're great. They're great.
Yeah, keep them around.
But I don't. But you know, I mean, But again, there's like, you know, we don't have this need to go. Oh, we're gonna go hang out. Just man, when you see him, hey, how you doing? That's it. We're cool.
I don't care what you guys are saying. I'm totally right. I think this is evasive, and you guys don't want to be open and vulnerable.
I'm just playing.
Relax. No.
Yeah, she's been outnumbered all this week.
I just admitted to going down on chicks on a one-night stand. How much more?
That is, yeah.
I've done it. Big deal.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Damn, that's hot.
On a one-night stand?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course. You got to make them remember you. You know what I'm
Not only that, if it's your favorite thing, you
yeah,
do
Yeah, I am. That's a lot
even
of
though,
fun.
Even though, let me ask you guys, since
that's
we're
a good
on the
point.
If you're with somebody you don't know, like, hey,
right?
you just had a drink and you guys are back at wherever, and you guys are going into that department,
right?
Do you have any apprehension about the fact that you don't know what her region is going to be like.
Always, but it doesn't matter.
It's just a risk taker.
Of course, there's apprehension, but the minute they get, you know, I have like if a girl comes to fuck, I'm part of me is thinking is she going to kill me? Like I have no like I always
so
like.
So there's always that.
Yeah, there's always apprehension, but it doesn't matter. Once they get naked, party game on. Like that's it. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. Just like
you're just,
well,
you're
fuck
already,
it.
You're
here
already
we go.
The game. But what about like you know diseases and things like that? I mean, as far as.
Oh, you can tell by looking at somebody if they have disease or not. I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I mean,
you take a chance.
Because orally, you can contract things.
Hey, Knock on wood. Nothing's happened yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm clean. Not that I just randomly go down on chicks either, you know, but
okay.
It's, I mean, yeah, if it's a fun date, we've hit it off. If I know we're probably going to fuck, then yeah, that probably is going to happen. Yeah.
How do you know, like, because I've heard, like, you know, Chris Rock was saying, he's like, women know within the first 10 seconds if she's going to have sex with this guy, which I don't think everybody woman thinks that way. I think women know instantly if they're attracted to somebody. They don't know if they're going to go that far. But there's truth in, like, the attraction part.
Mm-hmm.
But with guys, how does that work?
No idea. I don't know I'm getting laid. Even when I'm getting laid, I'm like, does she really want to fuck me? You know what I mean? Like, I don't, I never know. I know, I have no idea. It's like that cliche of, like, actors, like, oh, you know, like, they always book the part when they thought they blew the audition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, they go, out, like, I nailed that audition. They don't get a phone call. They're like, I don't think it went that well. Then they get the part. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how it is. I have no idea. I have no clue. No clue whether they want to or
so
not.
So you have, like, why is it so clueless? Is it just because women are too complicated, or?
Yeah, you guys are too, why bother trying to figure you guys out? I mean, you know what I mean?
Like you're going to bust something in your brain.
Yeah, just I'm just going to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to live, just run with it. But no, I mean, yeah, I've never thought, oh, I'm in. Like, you know what I mean? Even when it's obvious.
It seems like there's some guys that think that way, right?
Some guys think that way all the time, but I think it's just, why not? Why listen? Look. It's all bullshit. If anybody just, oh, yeah, I know I'm getting laid, it's just their own, they're so insecure that they're just going to just purposely have this giant, you know, unnecessary level of confidence.
Yeah.
Just so their insecurities don't take over. That's all that is.
So
it's all bullshit.
You're 32.
Yes.
And where are you as far as the sex drive thing goes? Because... because doesn't it, like, dip
can't
off?
Can't you tell?
No, fuck.
I mean, this
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
No, but, you know, you can tell when a guy, obviously, it's just because they haven't had it, and there's a drive.
No, I mean,
you know, because doesn't it dip off, like, your age, right? Doesn't it dip off a bit?
Not at all.
No, never.
Not
Sam
at all.
Sam just got
never.
Real serious.
I'm as horny as I've ever been.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
If I had a girlfriend, that there's no way, like... And it doesn't matter. Like, even bad girlfriends, the one thing that always works is sex. Like, yeah. It's like I am, if I'm in a relationship, expect a fucking hard cock attacking you all. I'm like a nympho.
You see, men don't need much. You know, we don't ask for much.
No.
Yeah, I just want to fuck a lot. That's it. That's exactly. All I want. If I'm in a relationship.
Do you want the relationship part too, or
absolutely? I just don't want sex. I would love a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit that. Like, yeah, I would love to have someone who, you know, likes the same, like, what loves to listen to music, likes all the same thing. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Or yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know.
So comedians aren't rock stars. I mean, I am, but comedians aren't the guy, like, rock star. So when they get off the stage, it's not like tons of hot girls going, hey.
Did you not hear my little rock story?
No, that's different. She was rocking a homeless guy.
Yeah.
She had a homeless guy watching.
What do you think rock stars get, like, just normal? Like,
no, they don't. But what I'm saying is there's a different culture to it. Like, when you're, you know, doing music or something, I think there's a different level of, like.
I don't know.
I think being on the road is a little lonely, and I don't think it's like you've got all the hot chicks in the middle of Iowa hanging out.
I mean, it's.
Really?
I'm not just talking shit. Well, yeah, but I mean, it happens. There's sometimes it really is a crapshoot. It might not be as automatic as being a musician, but there are times when I can go on the road and I could be gone. I could maybe, you know, work 7 weeks in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I could work 7 weeks in a row and it's available every time. You know what I mean? It's a crap.
It's mean women are
really?
There.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Like women are there?
Yeah, like, you know, road vagina is available either. It's 50-50. Sometimes it doesn't have, sometimes it's every night. Like, it just, and then some comics, I'm not like that, but some comics, they get laid every night because that's part of their act. Like, it's something that's, there's a lot of, like, old school guys who, I mean, they just, you know, they go do a show and they're getting laid that night. I mean, that's just how it is. I think it's just performance. It's, I don't know, something about it.
Yeah, people like performers, I guess, you know.
I'm not buying it.
I'm being honest. I'm not some slut. I don't take advantage either all the time, you know. But
all the time.
I mean, if I'm dating someone, then obviously not. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, even, you know, because part of me still, like, the rational before my dick takes over. Like, the rational side of me is like, you know, this person just saw you for 45 minutes and now, like, come on. You know, like, there's got to be something screw loose there. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, maybe you shouldn't do this. It's probably, but I mean, then the other part is like, just shut your mouth, go do it.
Yeah.
Like, it just, you know, it's
But yeah. do you like, you have no problem with casual sex, or is it something that, do you have any kind of.
It's, you know, it's, you ever read Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to get all deep on us.
Yeah, I am. It's one of the best books ever written. It's an amazing novel. And one of the characters is a womanizer, and it sums it up. There is something to this where he says after every one-night stand, he felt more empty than what the emptiness was larger than whatever empty feeling he had that made him do the one-night stand. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's true. That is true. There is a little bit of that. So, I mean, it's... I love it. I love having
but
sex.
But there's a thrill
whatever.
To it. But
there's
also
a thrill, but
there's a void.
Definitely a void that becomes huge once it's over.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's interesting.
Yeah. There definitely
I have a good friend of mine. He was.
That's why I kind of stopped doing it. I mean, I really.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just not worth it.
It's not worth it. I mean, because I
think there's something. It's fun in the moment, but it's like there's something dehumanizing about it.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. I mean, it is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong.
No,
and
yeah.
sometimes the fun outweighs. That negative feeling, but that negative feeling is always going to be there. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
Yeah.
Always.
Thank you for being honest.
Hey.
And vulnerable. We appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sending hugs and schnugs.
She's just dying for you to say something that aligns with her beliefs.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
And if any ladies want to, help me fill that void. No, I'm kidding. Anyway,
there you go.
Joking.
Joking. Yeah. So how do you like the comedy scene in L.A. versus New York?
There's really not much of a...
There's a difference.
I hate to be like this, but, people who think, they just think too much of it. New York, there's a shit ton more stage time. That's it. But there's the same insecurities, there's the same amount of douchebags, there's the same amount of shitty comics. You know what I mean? It's the same. You know, there's some great comedians, there's some horrible ones. There's no... I mean, the only difference between New York and L.A. is the stage time. That's it. But even here, there's tons of places to go up. Yeah. You know, they're just not comedy clubs. That New York probably has 30 comedy clubs, whereas L.A. has like 5 or whatever. You know what I mean? That's, but, I mean, there's plenty of places to go up out here. You know?
Yeah.
They're just not specific comedy clubs. That's all.
Okay, right. So you're saying it's more just the stage time's a little greater.
Stage time's a little greater. Here's what I like better about New York is L.A., and if there's some listening, I hope you fucking quit. L.A., there's a shitload of comedians here who aren't really comedians. That's the only difference. That's the main difference in the scene, besides just the amount of stage time. In New York, there's a more of a respect to the art of stand-up comedy, to the performance of stand-up comedy in New York, than there is out here. You just get a bunch of, my agent said this would be a great thing to learn confidence, so I'm going to start doing stand-up. Fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you have no business being on a stage just because my manager said this would be a great idea to learn how to do fuck you.
Yeah.
Go, you know, tell
do you get
your
a lot
man,
of that? Yeah. Do you see a lot of that?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, but it's like, why are you here? Stop it. Just, you know,
why are you here? That
you're
like
wasting
a dad
time.
Kid. I like
yeah, you're wasting your own life. You're not funny. Stop it. Go.
I've seen that with a lot of it doesn't last though. Those people don't last.
No, they don't last, but I mean
they
again,
just don't
those
clog the pipes
are,
a bit.
Yeah, those are 10 minutes that a real comic could have had. You know, 10 minutes of someone who actually does stand up because they appreciate it and they've always wanted to be a comedian, as opposed to someone who's like, you know what? This is something, you know, stop it. And they all talk like that too.
Yeah. Isn't it discouraging to know there's so much competition there and your chances of really making it big are difficult because of all the competition?
No. It's not discouraging. That to me, that gets me going. That gets the adrenaline, you know, it's like, good. It's because
it means harder to get noticed.
It's harder, but it means a lot more. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be as rewarding if there were 10 comedians on the planet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it really is. It's a bigger, when you accomplish things and you get, your career takes another step and stuff like that, when it's so crowded and it's so, it is. There's a lot, it's a much better feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow, look at how many other people.
I think it's very gratifying, too, because you wrote it, you're directing it, you're starring in it.
Yeah, you control every aspect, unless you're a piece of shit who steals jokes. Then,
do you see a lot of that?
Of course. It's, I mean, look, it's you know, it's sad. It's not, it's like racism. There's really nothing you can do about it. You know, it's just people are either going to be that way or they're not. You know, it's sad.
People just
want
to.
Yeah, I mean.
This isn't the same thing as stealing jokes, but I get a little, I should be more flattered than sensitive about it. But you know when you've got your own little lingo you use or your own little go-to jokes, and it's just in your crowd of friends or whatever.
Right.
And you've got your things that are your things, and the next thing you know, like, five of your friends are doing that shit, and it's like, oh, it's kind of cute, but then you're like, you're seeing them get laughs off your shit.
Mm-hmm. Then it's annoying.
Then I'm like, what the F?
Like, time out.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
It's not yours.
Okay. And I'm like, well, maybe I do that too, and I probably do and don't realize it, because sometimes there's just a natural, you adopt stuff from friends, and you just take it on, and I've surely done it, but I started feeling a little bit, I don't know if it's jealousy or territorialism or something like that. Where I was like, funny how you're using that song in your sketch when that's my song.
Now that's annoying.
Even though I didn't write it or sing it, I claimed it. It's just like when you're kids and you're watching cartoons and you're like, I'm going to be Jim. And you could be Rudy or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, no, I want to be Jim.
I play this exact same
game
with
my
friends.
Exactly. It's like,
we would be Jim. Yeah, me and my buddies. Me and my dudes.
Yeah, like, well. But you know what I'm saying. It's almost just that thing. But it's not the same thing as stealing a joke. But it's. I started realizing it. I should probably take it more as flattery. But
yeah.
I'm gonna go on more on this. If you're an actor who gets on stage to do stand-up and you don't appreciate stand-up, go fuck yourself. All right, that's one to say that.
Okay, you feel better?
Yeah, I feel much better.
Good.
But do you think that's going to do anything about it either?
No, of course not.
You just feel good.
More actors are like, hey, that ain't a bad idea. That's what I've probably just made it worse right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, maybe that will help my confidence.
But I don't mean to be rude when I say this. I don't even know why I said that, because here we go. It's like there's a lot of comedians that are doing it nightly that suck. There's a lot of comedians that are like, ooh, I'm rocking this, I'm rocking that. I'm like, you don't have the talent.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a sad part.
By all intents purposes, there may be more of the comedian. Like, because I don't do stand-up every night, but I know when I go in there, I do a great job. And it's almost like one of those things where I'm not hammering it out every night, but I don't... It's not,
right.
I go on there and it works out great.
There are people that are like... again, the people who don't really appreciate comedy, like I said, those types, that's annoying. But it's also sad to see the ones who do appreciate it but aren't any good. It's like, you just want to find whatever...
Friend. Or they're mediocre. There's tons of mediocre comedians that are forgettable, that are like, you know, it's passable.
Right.
It's not like they're horrible.
And you want to find whatever.
They want to make the club. They want to be in the club.
Yeah.
And they want to make you out of it. It's very interesting.
Mm. And you want to just find the person or family member, whoever told them they were funny, and beat them. And like, look, why did you encourage this? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Yeah, I hear
you. Why did you tell them they were funny? You know, like, why did you do this?
What does your family think about your endeavors?
They're all right with it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they like it. I mean, you know, like they're cool. Like, you know, of course, my aunt is, you know, you sure you can always go to college, you know, that kind of. Even now, and I'm like, I'm 32. What am I gonna, you know, like, I just stop, you know, let it go. This is what I'm doing. You know, my mom's been great. You know what I mean? Like, she's been really supportive. Most of my family loves it, you know, like, we saw you on YouTube, that kind of shit. And I'm like, because I'm not in TV yet, that's sad. No, so, you know, really, you could see anybody on YouTube, but, you know, it's, I mean, they get excited looking at watching me do stand-up, so, you know,
that's cool.
That's cool.
All right. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, George Takei here. You know, the only thing more gay than me and Brad are the confines the FCC places on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
Thank you.
retro trash rock. Let's get back to Sam and Kara in the morning. Kara in the morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, we're in the studio with Jerry.
Hello.
What is going on here? Wow. Wow, the music is not... Wow, what is this?
All right, enough gay Eurotrash.
I don't know, something's weird here, man.
What's going on?
It's still, well, I don't know, I was fading out the music and it didn't fade out.
Interesting.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
It's a nice little riff, though. Nice little hypnotic
riff. What did you do? Did you just spill?
I just spilled some water, not on anything. I'm just wiping it up. Oh, Mom, I'm gonna lose my job. My mom's grass is cleaning shit. Let me put this shit back on. Y'all stressing out over it.
Who was stressing?
Stressing out!
We're admiring.
You're gonna put that on after you got it all wet?
It's nice and moist.
Yeah. It's a difference.
It's nice and moist top. Feels nice moisturizing my skin. Moisturizing my skin.
Yeah. Well, you be careful.
Yeah. So the people next to us are having... I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, shit. There we go. He's going to replace me. I'm out of here. People next door are having a show. I don't know what their show is about, but I think we should crash it. That's what Jerry's saying.
Yeah. If they're being really serious, we
should
crash it.
They're just, like, serious.
Yeah. Well, they're into politics and stuff, you know?
Fuck them.
You know,
let's go crash it.
We've got different shows, you know? Yeah.
I mean, we need to lighten it up.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have this show, you know? If you want something serious, you go to the other channel.
Well, thanks for bringing that down for me. I didn't know, but I just let you know.
I know you didn't.
It's just stressing me out, Sam. They're all like, little foreheads are doing this shit, and he's like, and little ties stressing out, like,
wow. Not everybody talks shit
tie
like
on?
We do.
They got,
know?
Like, ties on.
Tie? Who's going to see
it? Guys are running for office and everything.
Oh, wow.
Are
they? Yeah. All right, look at that. Hey.
Well,
they know. They're business
vote
people.
Vote for them. They know what they're
politicians.
Doing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it may not be a cup of tea, but there's people that love that stuff, you know?
It's true.
I'm never, like, saying that people can't like that stuff. I'm just saying it's stressing me out.
Why?
Why?
I'm not seriously stressing me out. And I just want to go over there and I want to razzle up some hair.
I'm sure you
That's
can.
That's it. That's you all just, I wanted
I bet
to
you can
do.
Walk it in too. There. Yeah, I bet you could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah probably.
Just walk in there?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing the power that women have over men?
Amazing, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I do enjoy it. I don't feel like I abuse it, but I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I do. I enjoy it, but I don't. But it's, you know, men have power over women too. It's not. It's not.
Not really.
Maybe not
really.
The way you'd like,
not
but
enough.
There's a lot of
not
power.
Enough.
No, not enough. Men have power.
No power
over women.
At all.
Not really.
Women. Women.
It's a man's world. You're even the one that said
women
it.
Women control the sex, and men want sex more than anything else. So that's a problem.
Coming from a married man, I just still don't get it.
What does it have to do with anything?
You're hooked up, man.
So?
So he can
but
still
I can
want
talk
sex.
About sex.
Yeah.
I know. Of course
that?
You can, and we
I
do
mean,
every day.
I've been
day.
Into it before I got married, and I'm always going to be into it. So what's the big deal, you know?
So when Laura was on yesterday, and she's like, oh, you're celibate? She's like, just try getting married and have kids. That'll work out.
Yeah, that was funny,
really,
huh?
It was really funny, actually. She's like, yeah, that's
celibate. She put you in your place.
She put me in my place. She just brought a different... I'm playing my place. Yeah, right. No, it's
who's
different.
Our guest from yesterday.
She's an amazing guest that has another
comedian?
Show. She's not. She's just really funny. But she has a show called Broad Topics, and it's a four different women talking about stuff.
Am I doing this bad that you're bringing up yesterday's guest while I'm here? Is that
not
a
at
shit?
All.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I'm referencing
I'm
to, she's married.
Fuck,
she's
how
married.
Bad am I here?
No, she's married with kids and was telling me, you know, basically things slow down and it's harder. And I don't know, because I'm single as single gets, you know, and so, and Sam, you know, is talking about, so I'm just, you know, bringing that connect.
Single as single gets. When was the last time you had some?
I won't divulge that information.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
It's personal.
It's been a long time.
Why are girls so weird like that? Why are girls so weird like that?
It's not weird. There's just some stuff that is private. You want some things to be private. I'm pretty freaking open. I talk about everything on the show. There's some stuff I want, you know.
Yeah.
I want a little bit of something that's between me and whoever.
Yeah. But from what she's saying, it's been a while, so who knows, you know, except she doesn't divulge everything. So for all we know, she could have gotten last night.
You never know.
It's
I mean,
true.
You never know. I'm happy all the time, pretty much, so.
I've had some, it's been
but
an
I think it's pretty
week.
Safe to say she hasn't had any for a while. I
you
mean,
can
at
just
least...
bet, put your guesses in.
Yeah, see, I wonder, it should be like a Price is Right thing. Yeah. We guess a close enough number, we win.
You see, I think she's getting it all the time, because I think a woman that doesn't is like uptight all the time. And she's very relaxed.
No, man, it's not like a, it's not like an unhealthy kind of repression where you're pissed off and it's,
right.
I feel like I'm not perfect. But I feel like I deal with it healthfully, hopefully, mm-hmm. where I'm, whatever that means. I'm just trying to, you know, I still have fun. I mean, yeah. I go out, I have a lot of friends.
No, I know. It's just
know.
Some
I
women get bitchy when they don't get it, you know?
Yeah, some people, you know, they just need to get it. They need to get it hardcore. Mm. Then they need to just.
Yeah, women get bitchy. Guys get creepy. Like, guys will, like, fucking climb on a tower with a rifle and just that's it. Like, it's a big difference there.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's some women that, you know, And I don't ever really associate that, like, oh, you need to get laid and that's why you're this way. I never really associate it. But there's been a couple people I've met where I'm like, man, I think it would really be great for you.
It might help them. Yeah.
I think you would. It just soften you. Like, soften your. Soften you. Like, you're so like. It's like. They're too on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Too like. You know? They're kind of dude-like. Like, let somebody love you. Let somebody. You better let somebody
in.
Love you.
Oh, there
you know?
We go.
You need a little bit of Eagles.
Yeah.
A little Eagles action.
A wee bit.
So, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Things are going good for you.
Knock on wood. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, then go for it. We got some right here.
Okay.
Knock it out. There you go. Boom. Sam?
Yes.
Weekend, what's going on?
Weekend is still far off.
I know.
I got to remind her every day, you
know?
It's like
Wednesday,
Monday.
Thursday?
What are you doing on the weekend,
we got
you know?
Do you have any fun plans?
It's going to be Mother's Day, isn't it, on Sunday? It
means I need to get a card out today.
Yeah.
I got to get a card out.
That was so... I just remembered this. Okay, I was at the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Monday.
Love that place.
Oh, and okay, we're gonna get a little graphic here. Sorry.
Okay.
But there was a guy. This
not
is
very
so. There was
so
a guy. I know how
yeah,
can we get
graphic,
any further.
Yeah,
there
DMV.
Was a guy in line at the DMV in his 30s, and his mother was with him.
Oh yeah.
And she said like something like, "Honey, she was bringing up something like, you know, that one place I told you about where you can get groceries for a little bit cheaper." Because mom. You're being a cunt right now.
Really?
He just said that at the right in line. And I don't know what was, and this is true. I don't know what was more depressing, that a guy said that to his mother, or when I heard that, I go, oh, that's right, Mother's Day. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I gotta get something for mom. Like, it was just like that made me remember that Mother's Day was.
Yeah,
coming
I don't
up.
Know which that's one's funny. Worse.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's right, shit, Mother's Day.
Who
Day's
says that
like,
anyway? Then who says that to their mom?
To their
anyway?
Mother at the DMV
and
in line
at
the DMV.
Like that's a mother that
and she was just trying to help him like
no that's
know,
a mom
honey.
She didn't do her job right. I'm sorry, it's back on her.
I take that back.
No, because you know what, you raise a good you raise that child up right good. He ain't gonna pop
but
off.
But you never know.
He didn't get a, he needed a couple smacks.
I disagree. I think sometimes people can just be rotten. Doesn't matter.
I will go WWF on my child if it, and I will beat the devil out of him.
Well, sure.
And
but,
then he
I mean,
will never pop off to a
woman
like that.
But I bet you anything.
Never.
I
would
bet
you ever say that to your mother?
Who, me?
Yes.
I mean, it depends if she's being a cunt or not. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I'm saying no way.
There's never. No way. But it doesn't mean that that guy was raised wrong. I disagree with that. I think some people are just pieces of shit no matter how they're raised.
Yeah.
Some people can have the greatest parents on earth and still be an asshole.
That's
it just
true.
You never
That's
know.
True.
So I think that guy, I don't really blame her. I just think that guy was probably a piece of... Just, hey, you know what? That's a part. So many people like to, oh, what was the reason? Maybe that guy is just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's the reason.
There's people that don't respect their mothers at all, you know?
Yeah, and they have great moms.
But here's my question. It's not because mom's not sweet and makes you cookies. Maybe the problem is that mom's sweet and makes you cookies. Maybe the problem is that mom has not established an authority in your life and an influence at that time, that maybe she was an enabler. Maybe she was too passive and let you be a tyrant, and you think this is now the way
right.
it should be.
No, there, that
That's what
could,
I'm talking about.
Right, that could be the case. But I just think sometimes people are just rotten. Doesn't matter. They could have had the perfect upbringing, but just they're assholes. Doesn't matter. I just think that... Some people are just assholes, you know? It just and it doesn't matter where they came from.
But if they had a good mom, they may still be an a-hole, but they may be that way to other people and not their mother.
But
I just it's
just,
a different level when
know.
You're cussing your mom out and you have no respect for your mother. That's a you and your mother issue.
I really thought
that's a you and your mother issue.
I don't know.
You may still be a total raging awful person, but
right.
usually that's out somewhere else. I mean, even serial killers love their moms usually. You know, they usually like or you know, or something like that.
But I don't know. I really do think, and you're right. At some point, yeah, that's true.
I am right.
But
yes.
I also think that
all those points, by the way,
there might not be any reason to look any further. It might just be that guy is just a twat. You know, that guy just might be just a piece of shit who just doesn't matter. His mother could have been like, I was, you know. Yeah, he might have a brother who would never do that. You know what I mean? And who is, you know, but for some reason.
Why are you defending?
I'm not defending. I'm calling him an asshole. How am I defending him?
He's just trying to explain
it. I'm blaming him. I'm saying it's nobody's fault but his.
Yeah, he's like, trying to explain, you know.
Yeah, I'm not defending
that
guy.
That's along the lines of things you say. You say that people are bad, right?
Well, yeah, I believe.
Yeah,
there are people
you believe that people are evil or bad.
Yeah, I think people can be rotten, and I just think.
I think this is one of those long conversations, so I won't go way down it. But yeah, I think that human nature has it's easier to do what's wrong.
Okay, so that's what he said.
Yeah, and I think some people are so selfish. Not you. I'm not saying that, but I think some people hate to look at themselves and go, oh, it's me. Mm-hmm. Then, well, what did my mom do? What did my dad? Fuck you. Yeah. It's you. Mm-hmm. Fix yourself.
Yeah.
There's that too.
Like, well, maybe it's because, no, maybe you're just a piece of shit and you need to figure that out. You know what I mean? Like,
do you meet a lot of these people?
Yes. Yeah. But I think that guy, I'm just saying, like, I'm not defending him at all. I'm defending his parents. I'm defending his mom, saying it might not be her fault that he mouthed off and called her a cunt at the DMV.
And maybe you're right, but she's with him at the DMV,
right,
holding his hands, telling him where to get groceries.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
But
that's not going to happen with a 30-something-year-old guy who... No. That's just not happened. He's cussing his mom out. No, you don't have a mom at that point.
At some point she looked at him and said, this guy's got no hope. I'm going to have to do this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's something
No,
wrong
there's
with
something
him.
Said for tough love. I mean, I'm all about grace all day long. Like, you know, second chances, third chance,
right,
and all that. But there's something about a little bit of...
There's also
love.
Something to a black sheep in the family. There's that one. You can't figure out why they're the way they are, but they are.
Black sheeps are usually, they're usually, like, you know, projected. Like, oh, the black sheep of the family. They've been turned on.
Right. Well, I could tell you some stories out here.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. So, Jerry, go ahead and promote your upcoming show again.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 12 Shiny Nickels, my next show, this Saturday night at the Gardner Stages, Sunset and Gardner in L.A.
Sounds
11
good.
O'clock.
Sounds good.
I think it's a cheap cover. I think women, free booze for women, free wine for women.
Oh, I'm there.
Ladies,
when is
it's Saturday? It's Saturday night, 11, free wine for ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see what they won't do to bring in men, you know?
Yeah, I know.
They'll
care
give
about
the women
men.
Free
yeah.
drinks. Just be
no,
there.
No, I'm going to be there. Is there like a cutoff to these drinks?
No. Until they
I'm
run out.
I'm going to get my drink on. I'm going to get my... And, okay, well, awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. Kira, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll see everybody. Hello.
Whoa,
we'll see
this.
Everybody tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. We'll be right back.